Ron Brown, second vice president, businessman and advocate. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Ron Brown. Ron Brown was born in Gary, Indiana, the first boy of eight children, to Marzette and Myra Brown on May 15, 1956. When he was a senior in high school, he became blind after he was shot on his way home from a basketball game. At the time, he knew nothing about blindness and was overwhelmed by the feeling that his entire life had been radically changed in an instant. One of the first painful lessons he learned was that many of his friends could not deal with his blindness and stayed away from him. Luckily, he began to make new friends, members of the National Federation of the Blind. They became inspiring role models for Ron, teaching him that it was respectable to be blind and that he could continue to strive for goals he had set himself. Armed with this newfound freedom, Ron graduated from Ball State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Health Science. He then went to work at Tradewinds Rehabilitation Center in Indiana, where he met his wife Jean, who was on the staff. Eventually, he was offered a job in the Business Enterprise Program. He had always wanted to own his own business, and this gave him the opportunity to do so. He has now been in business for himself for 20 years. More recently, Ron returned to school to earn a master's degree in educational psychology with a certification in orientation and mobility from Louisiana Tech University. He now owns a second business, teaching cane travel to blind people in the state of Indiana. Ron has received the Mayor's Lifetime Achievement Award in Rehabilitation and the Margaret Fairbairing Outstanding Service Award for Business and Industry. As Ron Brown has developed and matured in his personal life, his commitment to and service in the National Federation of the Blind have deepened as well. In the early years, he was a chapter president and was then elected to the NFB of Indiana's Board of Directors. He was first elected president of the affiliate in 1996 and has been re-elected every 2 years since. In 2001, he was elected to serve on the NFB Board of Directors. He served in this capacity until 2008, when the convention elected him to serve as second vice president of the organization. Looking back, Ron says, "Becoming a member of the National Board is the fulfillment of a life dream. I have been an advocate for blind people for more than 25 years, and with every passing year, my commitment to serving the blind of this nation increases. My life indeed changed the night I became blind, but with the perspective I now have, I must say that it was for the better."